Communication mistakes that make you look unprofessional. In the professional world, your communication skills can make or break your reputation. Even the most talented professionals can undermine their credibility with poor communication habits. Whether you are interacting with colleagues, clients, or leadership, the way you express yourself speaks volumes about your competence, attention to detail, and overall professionalism. In today's hyperconnected workplace, where interactions occur across multiple channels from face-to-face conversations to video calls, emails, and instant messaging, there are countless opportunities for communication missteps that can damage your professional image. The impact of these mistakes extends far beyond momentary embarrassment. Poor communication can lead to missed opportunities, stalled career advancement, damaged relationships, and even termination. According to workplace studies, communication skills consistently rank among the top qualities employers seek, yet they also represent one of the most common areas where professionals fall short. This comprehensive guide explores the most damaging communication mistakes that can make you appear unprofessional, along with practical strategies to avoid them and elevate your communication to a level that enhances rather than diminishes your professional standing. Written communication mistakes. Email blunders that damage your reputation. Email remains the backbone of professional communication, despite the rise of messaging platforms and collaboration tools. Unfortunately, it's also a medium where professionals frequently make career-damaging mistakes. Common email errors that make you appear unprofessional include sending messages with careless spelling errors, using overly casual language, and failing to proofread before hitting send. Perhaps the most pervasive email mistake is poor subject line construction. Vague subject lines like question or follow-up fail to prioritize your message and show disregard for the recipient's time. Instead, craft specific, action-oriented subject lines that clearly communicate your message's purpose and urgency level. This simple change dramatically increases response rates and demonstrates your communication competence. Another critical email error is improper tone and formality. Many professionals either write too casually, incorporating slang and emoticons inappropriately, or too stiffly, coming across as impersonal or robotic. The key is striking a balance that matches your organizational culture while maintaining professionalism. When in doubt, err on the side of formality, particularly in initial interactions or communications with senior leadership. Response timing also significantly impacts how others perceive your professionalism. Leaving important emails unanswered for days suggests disorganization or a lack of respect. Establish a consistent system for email management, whether it's dedicated processing times or a flagging system for follow-up. For urgent matters that you can't address immediately, a brief acknowledgement showing you've received the message and providing an expected response time frame maintains professional relationships. Text message communication pitfalls. As texting increasingly enters the professional sphere, particularly with remote and hybrid work arrangements, avoiding unprofessional texting habits has become essential. The instantaneous, casual nature of texting creates unique challenges for maintaining professionalism. Text messages often encourage abbreviations and shortcuts that can undermine your professional image. While LOL and BTW might be acceptable among friends, they typically don't belong in professional communications. Similarly, relying heavily on emojis can make your messages seem juvenile or unclear, as emoji interpretation varies widely across generations and cultures. Timing represents another texting pitfall. Sending non-urgent work messages outside business hours disrespects boundaries and suggests poor judgment about communication norms. Unless explicitly established as acceptable in your workplace, restrict work-related texts to standard business hours, and when in doubt, default to email for after-hours communication. The most egregious texting error involves sending sensitive or complex information through this limited medium. Topics requiring nuance, detailed explanation, or emotional intelligence deserve more appropriate channels like phone conversations, video calls, or in-person meetings. Using text for these communications creates misunderstanding risks and demonstrates poor communication judgment. Verbal communication mistakes. Speech patterns that undermine credibility. How you speak significantly impacts others' perceptions of your competence and professionalism. Verbal communication experts highlight that eliminating filler words such as like, you know, and actually can dramatically improve how others perceive your authority and intelligence. These verbal crutches signal uncertainty and unprepared thinking. Constant interrupting represents another detrimental verbal habit. While enthusiasm for contributing ideas is valuable, consistently speaking over others communicates arrogance, poor listening skills, and lack of respect. Instead, practice patient listening and note-taking, then respond when the speaker has finished. This demonstrates both confidence and courtesy hallmarks of professional communication. Voice modulation problems, including speaking too quietly, too loudly, or in a monotone, can similarly undermine your message. Professional speakers understand that vocal variety changing pace, pitch, and volume strategically keeps listeners engaged and emphasizes key points. Recording yourself during practice presentations can reveal vocal pattern issues you may need to address. Speaking too quickly often stems from nervousness but suggests disorganized thinking or insufficient preparation. Conversely, excessively slow speech can make you appear hesitant or unsure. The most effective professional communicators develop a measured, deliberate speaking pace with strategic pauses that allow important points to resonate. Meeting and presentation missteps. Professional meetings and presentations represent high visibility opportunities where communication mistakes become particularly damaging. Rambling without clear structure signals disorganized thinking and wastes others' time. Before any important communication, outline your main points and supporting details to ensure logical flow and concision. Poor preparation for questions reveals shallow understanding and lack of thoroughness. Anticipate potential questions, prepare thoughtful responses, and practice handling unexpected queries gracefully. When faced with a question you can't answer, professional communicators acknowledge the limits of their knowledge and commit to finding accurate information rather than bluffing. Technical language errors also damage credibility in professional settings. Mispronouncing industry terms, misusing jargon, or failing to clarify acronyms demonstrates either carelessness or lack of expertise. Take time to verify proper pronunciation of technical vocabulary and gauge your audience's familiarity with specialized terms before using them without explanation. Nonverbal communication mistakes. Body language that betrays unprofessionalism. Nonverbal cues often communicate more powerfully than words, making body language awareness essential for professional communication. Poor posture, slouching, crossing arms defensively, or leaning away during conversations signals disinterest, insecurity, or disagreement regardless of your verbal message. Practice open, engaged posture with shoulders back, appropriate eye contact, and a slight forward lean to demonstrate attentiveness. Excessive fidgeting, including pen clicking, hair twirling, or constant repositioning, distracts from your message and suggests nervousness or discomfort. While some movement appears natural, professionals learn to channel nervous energy productively rather than allowing it to manifest in distracting behaviors. Facial expressions that contradict your words create confusion and undermine trust. The professional who verbally agrees while rolling their eyes or showing irritation through micro-expressions creates credibility problems. Developing awareness of your facial expressions, particularly in challenging conversations, ensures alignment between your verbal and nonverbal communication. Personal space violations represent another common nonverbal mistake. Standing too close during conversations or touching colleagues inappropriately demonstrates poor boundary awareness. Different cultures maintain different proximity norms, so observe organizational and cultural standards while respecting individual comfort zones. Appearance-related unprofessionalism. While workplace dress codes have evolved significantly, appearance still impacts professional credibility. Dressing inappropriately for your context, whether too casual, formal, or flamboyant, suggests poor judgment and organizational awareness. Study your workplace culture, noting leadership's approach to attire, and dress slightly more formally than average for your role. Grooming neglect, including unkempt hair, untrimmed nails, or noticeable body odor, creates immediate negative impressions regardless of your communication content. Establish consistent professional grooming habits that demonstrate attention to detail and respect for colleagues. Digital appearance has become equally important in today's video conference culture. Poor lighting, distracting backgrounds, inappropriate camera angles, and disheveled appearance on video calls communicate disorganization and technological incompetence. Create a professional video presence by establishing appropriate lighting, neutral backgrounds, and camera positioning at eye level. Digital and social media communication mistakes. Online reputation management failures. Your digital footprint significantly impacts your professional reputation, often before in-person interactions occur. Digital communication experts emphasize that maintaining a cohesive professional presence across platforms is no longer optional but essential for career advancement. Inconsistencies between how you present yourself on LinkedIn versus other social platforms create confusion about your professional identity. Inappropriate social media content remains among the most damaging communication mistakes. Controversial political posts, complaints about employers, unprofessional photos, or offensive comments can permanently damage your reputation and employment prospects. Implement the headline test. Would you be comfortable seeing your post as tomorrow's newspaper headline, before sharing content online. Privacy setting mismanagement represents another common digital mistake. Many professionals falsely assume their social media content remains private, not realizing that screenshots, shares, and privacy policy changes can expose supposedly restricted content. The safest approach treats all digital communication as potentially public, regardless of current privacy settings. Virtual meeting and collaboration tool etiquette. Remote and hybrid work environments have introduced new opportunities for communication mistakes. Professional communication in virtual settings requires mastering technical elements alongside traditional skills to avoid undermining your credibility. Audio management problems, including background noise, echoing, or speaking while muted, create frustration and waste time in virtual meetings. Invest in appropriate equipment, quality headset, dedicated microphone, and learn to manage your audio settings effectively before important virtual interactions. Multitasking during video calls, while tempting, represents one of the most obvious virtual communication mistakes. Even when you believe your divided attention isn't noticeable, eye movements, delayed responses, and keyboard clicking reveal your split focus. Demonstrate respect and professionalism by closing unnecessary applications and providing full attention during virtual meetings. Screen sharing errors, including exposing sensitive information, displaying cluttered desktops, or showing inappropriate bookmarks or notifications, create embarrassing situations that damage professional credibility. Prepare carefully before screen sharing, closing irrelevant applications and practicing the sharing process to ensure smooth execution. Cultural and contextual communication mistakes. Cross-cultural communication failures. In today's global workplace, cultural insensitivity creates significant professional reputation damage. Career-limiting communication mistakes often involve failing to adapt your approach to different cultural contexts, whether addressing international colleagues or navigating organizational cultures. Direct versus indirect communication preferences vary significantly across cultures. Western business environments typically value direct, explicit communication, while many Asian and Middle Eastern cultures emphasize indirect, context-rich communication that preserves harmony and face-saving. Professionals who impose their preferred style without cultural adaptation appear insensitive and limited. Humor represents another area fraught with cross-cultural communication risk. Jokes, sarcasm, and irony translate poorly across cultures and can unintentionally offend. While appropriate humor builds rapport in familiar contexts, professionals with global interactions learn to use humor cautiously and recognize when a more straightforward approach better serves communication goals. Formality level miscalculations also create cultural communication problems. In Germany, Japan, and many hierarchical organizations, using first names or casual language before establishing appropriate relationships demonstrates disrespect. Conversely, excessive formality in casual organizational cultures may create unnecessary distance. Study specific cultural and organizational norms to calibrate your approach appropriately. Context inappropriate communication. Even within familiar cultural contexts, failing to adapt communication to specific situations undermines professionalism. Using overly casual language during formal presentations, board meetings, or client interactions demonstrates poor situational awareness and judgment. Professional communicators develop versatility, adjusting their tone, vocabulary, and approach based on audience, purpose, and context. Emotional regulation failures, including visible frustration, anger, or excessive excitement in professional settings, suggest immaturity regardless of the provocation. While authentic emotion has its place, professionals develop the ability to express feelings constructively within appropriate boundaries rather than displaying unfiltered reactions. Information sensitivity mistakes create both professional and legal problems. Sharing confidential information, discussing personnel matters inappropriately, or revealing business strategies in public spaces demonstrates dangerous communication judgment. Develop clear mental categories for confidential versus shareable information, and when uncertain, default to discretion. How to improve professional communication. Developing self-awareness. Communication improvement begins with honest self-assessment. Record your presentations, request feedback from trusted colleagues, or work with a communication coach to identify your specific patterns and blind spots. Many professionals remain unaware of their communication weaknesses until deliberately seeking this perspective. Soliciting and processing constructive criticism requires emotional maturity but accelerates communication skill development. Create safe opportunities for honest feedback about your communication strengths and weaknesses. Approach this feedback with curiosity rather than defensiveness, seeking to understand rather than justify patterns that may undermine your professional image. Regular reflection after important communications helps solidify improvement. After meetings, presentations, or challenging conversations, briefly analyze what worked well, what could improve, and specific adjustments for next time. This deliberate reflection transforms each communication experience into a learning opportunity. Practical strategies for improvement. Reading your communications aloud before sending provides one of the simplest yet most effective improvement strategies. This practice reveals unclear phrasing, tone issues, and grammatical errors that your eyes might miss when reading silently. For important written communications, build in time for this verbal review before finalizing. Preparation significantly reduces communication mistakes. For important interactions, outline key points, anticipate questions, research your audience, and practice difficult components. This preparation creates confidence that manifests as smoother, more professional communication. Continuing education through books, courses, and communication workshops provides structured improvement opportunities. Professional resources that highlight common communication pitfalls help you recognize and avoid these mistakes before they damage your reputation. Technology tools can support communication improvement. Grammar checking software, email scheduling functions that prevent late-night communications, and presentation practice applications all help professionals refine their communication. However, technology should supplement rather than replace fundamental skill development. Conclusion. Professional communication extends far beyond correct grammar or impressive vocabulary. It encompasses thoughtful adaptation across contexts, channels, and cultures while maintaining authenticity and effectiveness. The most damaging communication mistakes aren't typically dramatic failures but rather consistent patterns that gradually undermine credibility and limit career potential. By developing awareness of these common pitfalls and implementing targeted improvement strategies, you transform communication from a potential liability into a career-advancing asset. In a professional landscape where technical skills quickly become outdated, exceptional communication provides lasting competitive advantage. The journey toward communication excellence requires ongoing attention and refinement rather than one-time fixes. Each interaction offers an opportunity to strengthen your professional image or inadvertently damage it. Choose to approach your communications with intention, preparation, and adaptability, and watch your professional reputation and opportunities expand accordingly.